Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Michael Elias. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bitzchus Rufur Shalema of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Kama, Daf Samach Dalad. The Gemara on Amud Beis says, Geneva V'chayim is needed for the drosh of Rav, the Omar Achi L'Keren Ka'in Shaganav, which means that the Ganav has to pay for the Geneva at the price the item was worth when he stole it. Rashi in the Ramas L'Achi says, L'kamon hi b'shvaitin, dim gonav behema v'hukhasha oyhuzla, v'shalom k'shas ha'gneva. If a person steals a behema and it becomes weaker or the price goes down, he pays at the price it was at the time of the geneva. T'chsiv chayim, which teaches us, hachyehu l'keren shel geneva, shiyehe shalem. He should make up the difference between what it's worth now from when it was worth when he stole it, sheishon, that the compensation should be complete. It's clear in Rashi that the din of Rav, which he's teaching us, is that you'd have thought that he could get by without making up the difference from the Shas Gneva, Kamash Blon, that he is mechuyev to reimburse the Nignav for the item at its price, the Shas Maisa Gneva. The Peshat of Rashi, though, is Ton Bir, because Tosfos, later on Samach Hei Amud Aleph, Devar Maschil Gufa, asks that if the Chiddush of Rav is that you have to compensate at the price that the item was worth, B'shas Geneva, my Kamashblon, what is Rav teaching us? It's a Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, which says, Kol HaGazlon and Mishalman K'shas HaGzela. Tosfos brings Rayas, that the Mishnah there isn't dealing only with the din of Shinoi, but also with price fluctuations. And if so, the Mishnah already taught us this din. Due to this kasha, Tosfos says that Iker Rav loy oslash minon ela tashlume kefel v'tashlume abov chamisha k'shas mada b'din. Ein achinami. The fact that you pay Karen Kain Shaganav isn't what Rav is coming to teach us. Rather, what he's trying to teach us is that the kefil and the tashlume abov chamisha are assessed k'shas mada b'din. Aye, the Gemara says, my time of the Rav, Omar Kro, Geneva V'chayim, Achil LeKeren Kein Shaganav, which sounds like it's a Yalfusa regarding Karen. Zok Tosfos, we have to understand the Gemara the opposite way. Achil LeKeren Kein Shaganav, only the Karen should be assessed at the price Kein Shaganav. Masha Enkein, the additional payments of Kefil V'dal V'hei are Keshas Mada B'din, and since this aspect of Tashlumei Kefil V'dal V'hei aren't addressed by the Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, there's a need for Rav to teach us this Chiddush. In light of this, we have to understand how can Rashi be Mefarish that the Chiddush of Rav is in regards to the Keren. If so, Hodja Kushis HaTosis L'Duchta, that we would have known from the Mishnah, and there's no need for Rav to teach it to us. We can miyashiv Shitas Rashi al Pidivrei the Teres Chaim Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph. The Teres Chaim is Miskasha with the Pirush of Tosis, who says that the Iker Chiddush of Rav is only regarding Kefil and Dalad Vehei, that they pay Keshas Abad Abedin and not B'shas Hagneva. Frekt the Teres Chaim, Im Kain, Iker Chosam and HaSefer. The Gemara should have said, Omar Kro, Geneva V'chaim, Achi L'Keren Kain Shaganav, Dafka L'Keren, Al Tashlume Kefil and Dalad Vehei, Loi. If the Gemara did not conclude the Memra of Rav in this manner, it's clear that the Chiddush of Rav is regarding the Keren Alain. Zokt the Teres Chaim. The Pshat is as follows. The fact that you pay Kefel and Dalad Vehei Keshas Amad Abedin is a Svara. As the Rosh says on Samach Hei Amud Aleph, since they are Knosses, and there's always the option for the Ganef to be Moida and be Potter, we cannot assess the Chiyuv till the Shas Amad Abedin when it's clear that he actually has to pay them. If so, Adarabba, there's no need to darshan a pasuk to teach us that Kefil and Dalad Vehei are Keshas Amad Abedin. But rather, the Gzeres HaKosov is needed to teach us that Karen is paid Kein Shaganav. I, Tosis asked that that's a Mefurish Mishnah. Says the Teres Chaim, I'd have thought that the Mishnah is Dafka speaking by a Gazlan, but a Ganev who pays Kefil and Dalad Vehei, which must be measured at the time of Amad Abedin, I'd have thought that the Keren of Ganef also is assessed at the price of Almada Bedin, because it is hookish to the Tashlumen of Kefel and to the Tashlumen of Dalad Behei, as it says, Shnayim Yishalim and Chamisha Baki Yishalim. From the Mishnah alone, I wouldn't see that even the Keren of Gneva is measured at the time of the Shas HaGneva, only by Gazlin, where there are no additional payments. Kamashbal and Rav, from the Pasuk of Chaim and Gneva, that at least the Keren is paid Kishas HaGneva. Lefizeh, it's understandable why Rashi by us is Mefarish, that the Chiddush of Rav is in regards to the Keren, because we wouldn't have known the din of Keren de Gneva from the Mishnah which deals with Gazlin. We can bring a raya to this biur in Rashi from what Rashi says in Pesachim Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about price fluctuation in regards to Tashlumei Truma, and Rashi the Ramasal Kol Heicher de Meikara says that if the item was worth 4 zuz when he ate it, and later on it becomes worth only 1, it's pashit that he would pay kishas the achila. Why? Zok Rashi legara mishar b'moyne dechulin shadayonin goyvin mimenu kishas agzela. Even in chulin, the din is that you have to pay kishas agzela. Kedich sev asher gozal kama shagozal. It's clear from Rashi that the pasuk we learn out the din of kein shagozal is from the pasuk of asher gozal. Rashi doesn't mention the pasuk of Geneva and Chaim, from which Rav learns out his halacha. Why didn't Rashi bring Unzer Gemara? It would seem that it's two different sugyas. Regarding Gzela, we learn it out from Asher Gozal, but that wouldn't yet teach us that in Geneva also the Keren is assessed Kishas HaGeneva, and that's why Rav in our sugya has to darshan a second drash from the pasuk of Geneva v'Chaim. Although it is apparent from Rashi in Psochem that the din of Ke'en Shegozal in Gazlin and the din of Ke'en Shegozal in Ganif are learned from two different psukim, it's still not muchrach that Rashi holds the need for the two psukim is because I'd have thought that the Keren has to be assessed at the same price as the Kefel and Dalad Behei, as the Teres Chaim said. There is a possibility to understand Rashi as simply holding that just because we find a halacha in Gzela, it doesn't mean that necessarily that din also applies to Gneva. In Kibitz Shurim Babakama Ois Beis, Rabbi Chanan is machriach that dinim learnt in one parasha don't necessarily carry over to the second parasha. Because the Gemara earlier, Samach Beis Amid Beis, learns out that there's no Gneva Bekarka from a pasuk in the parasha of Shemrim, while the Gemara, Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, learns out that there's no Gzela Bekarka from a Pasuk by Asham Gzelis. Rabbi Chanan proves from this that just because we learn a din in one area, it's not automatic that it applies to the other area as well. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan declares, L'moshel, regarding the din, which we discussed earlier in the Perek, of V'guna V'beis Ha'ish, V'loy V'beis Ha'ganav, that there is no Chiyuv on Gneva once it's Eina B'shusay of the Bailim, does that apply to Gzela as well? The Gzeres HaKosov is Gezot Givarn by Gneva. The Emes seems to be a Machlekes Rishonim, because the Toiz Rid later on, Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, says explicitly that the Miyat of V'guna M'beis Ha'ish is only in the parish of Gneva. But in Gazlin, there is no such Miyat, and therefore a Gazlin Sheni would be Chayiv. On the other hand, from the Chidushi Haran in Bab Mitzia, Membeis Amid Aleph, one can medayik the opposite. The Ran there says that a ganef who is Tavra Ishasya would be mechuyev at the time of Tavra Ishasya midin mazik. Why did the Ran have to come on to a chiyev of mazik? Ein achinami, he couldn't say that he'd be mechuyev alts ganef, because it's already stolen, and v'guna membeis ha'isha marachmona, but he could have said that the chiyuv would be alts gazlin. From the fact that the Ran chose the chiyuv of mazik, it's clear that the Ran holds that the same way a ganef is nismayet once it's no longer b'shus habaylim, so too a gazlin wouldn't either be chayiv b'chay gavna. Therefore, the Ran's only option was to mechayiv him alts mazik. It would seem that the Tezrid and the Ran are mechulik in this shaila of Rabbi Chanan. When we see a halacha taught to us in the parashas Geneva, do we naturally assume that that applies to Gazlin as well? The Tezrid holds that it doesn't carry over to Gazlin, whereas the Ran holds that it does. Memela, when we're trying to understand our Rashi, who says that the Chiddush of Rav is Lagabe the Karen, we have a pasuk for Gazlin, as Rashi says, Mefurish in Psachim, we can understand it in one of two ways. If Rashi holds, like the Tezrid, that halacha said in one area doesn't carry over to the other, then it's Pashit. Why Rashi holds you need two separate psukim, and Taiz Kasha wasn't Shver in the first place, Ladas Rashi. Just because we know it by Gazlin doesn't teach it to us in Ganif. On the other hand, if we say that Rashi holds V'yisoidoi, a halacha taught in one of the two parashias carries over to the other parasha, as is Mavur in the Chidushi Haran, and Taisvis on Samachay, who asked the Kasha, that once we know it by Gazlin, it should be self-understood by Ganif as well, then we can use the Svara of the Teres Chaim for Rashi. Namely, here we would have differentiated between Ganif and Gazlin, since a Ganif has to pay additional payments, and those are assessed Kishas Havad Abedin, and the Karen of Ganif is hukish to those Tashlumin, Salka Daitach, that the Karen of Gneva is different than the Karen of Gzela, because of this specific reason. That's why Rav had to teach us that no, even by Gneva the Karen is assessed Kishas HaGneva. To summarize, Rav says that Karen pays Kein Shaganav because of a pasuk of Chaim and Gneva. Achila Karen Kein Shaganav. It's Mavur in Rashi by us that the Chiddush of Rav is the Tashlume Karen itself. Tosfos on Samachay Amud Aleph says there's no Chiddush regarding the Karen. It's a Mishnah. Kol HaGazlonim Mishal Mekshas HaGzela. Rather, the Chiddush is for the Diuk Behepach, that Keflon Dal Behei pay Kishas Hamad Bedin. How could Miyashav Rashi, L'chayra, the din of Rav, is a Mishnah? Either we can answer Rashi that the Mishnah there is talking about Gzela, and we need a separate pasuk for Geneva. This would follow the Shita that a Yalfusa learnt by Geneva doesn't automatically apply to Gzela as well, which Rabbi Chanan brings a raya to from Taisis de Ramasel Ein Shaman, Le'el Yud Aleph Omid Aleph, who says, B'shem the Yerushalmi, that we know the din of Ein Shaman Leganif from the Pasuk of Chaim, and we know the din of Ein Shaman by Gazlin from the Pasuk of Asher Gozal. Alternately, we can learn that Avad Rashi holds Ba'alma, a din which is taught in one of the parashias, carries over to the other parashia as well. Dafka, Legabi, the din of Kishas HaGneva, there's a need for a special Yalfusa by Gneva, and we wouldn't assume it's so just because we learn it by Gzela. The difference is, because by Gzela, all you pay is the Karen. Memela, it's assessed Kishas HaGzela. But regarding Gneva, where there are Tashlume, Kefal, and Dalad Behei, which are judged Kishas Hamad Abedin, you'd have thought that the Karen too would be assessed Kishas Hamad Abedin. Therefore, there's a need for a special Gzeres HaKosev to teach us that by Gneva too, the Karen is Kishas HaGneva. The Gemara says that Rav Darshan's Achil Karen Kein Shaganav, that you have to be mechaya the tashlumin, namely, make up the difference between what the item was worth when it was stolen to what it is worth now. The difficulty with the drosha of Rav is that the Gemara earlier in Baba Kama, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, says, Ein Shaman Leganif Ulegazlan, which Rashi explains to mean, Shem Gonav Vegazal Behema Oikalim Venifchasu Etzlai, if he stole Behema or Kalim and they got damaged, Ein Shaman Hanavela Vahashvarim Lubailim, Sheyachse Ganav Hapchas, Ella Yeshalim Behema Vekalim Mu'ulim. He may not return the damaged items and then just make up the difference. Rather, his Mechuyiv to compensate with Kalim Mu'ulim, complete undamaged items. Taisvis in the Ramasal Ein Shaman there brings from the Yeshalmi. How do we know this din that the compensation has to be with complete items? Omer Rababa Bar Mamo, Chaim Shnayim Yishalim, V'loy Mesim. The word Chaim indicates that they be complete rather than Mesim. If so, the Pasuk of Chaim is necessary to teach us the din of Ein Shaman. How then can Rav use it to teach us Achil Karen Kein Shaganav, that he has to make up the difference and pay for what the item depreciated from when he stole it. Even more difficult to understand is that Rashi in Mishpatim, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Gimel, on the words Chayim Shnayim Yishalim, says, V'lo Yishalim Limesim, El Chayim Oydmei Chayim. Rashi is Mefarish the Pasuk for the Alfusa of Ein Shaman. How does that shtim with our sugya where Rav darshins the Pasuk to teach us Achil Kern Kein Shagonav? The Teres Chaim is Metaritz, that we can darshan the Pasuk in two ways. One, from the Mashmos, Chaim V'Lemesim. That teaches us Ein Shaman, Leganav. Secondly, from the position of the word Chaim. Why did the Torah write the word Chaim in closer proximity to the word Geneva? It could have written Shnayim Chaim Yishalim. From the fact that the Torah chose to place the word Chaim closer to Geneva and before the word Shnayim, Rav is able to darshan Achil Keren Kein Shaganav, because Geneva refers to the Keren. He adds that with this we can understand why the Gemara on Samach Hei Amud Aleph elaborates on the din of Rav by saying, Amai Ka'omar Rachmana Chaim the Geneva Achil Keren Kein Shaganav. The Gemara could have just said, Amai Ka'omar Rachmana Chaim. We know that the Parsha is the Parsha of Geneva, but Zakt the Teres Chaim, according to his biur, it's understandable. The Gemara says, Amai Ka'omar Rachmana Chaim B'Gneva. Why is the word Chaim placed closer to the word Gneva? And that affords Rav the ability to make the drasha Achil the Keren Kein Shagona. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Gneva Alocha Tezvav paskins the din of Ein Shavin as follows. Misha Gonav Kli V'Shavroi O'Pichsai O'Nishbar O'Nifchas Be'Elav. Person who stole a kli and broke it, or it broke on its own, ein shaman loy hapchas. We don't say that he can give back the broken item and compensate for the difference. Rather, royin kama hayashava kli umeshalam labailim shnayim bedamav. He has to pay twice the value of the keli to the person who he stole it from, and kli hashavar yelaganav. The ravid is masig. Amar Avram. Afal pisha amro ein shaman laganif, hani mili bekarna, aval bekfela shaman. Ladas harayvid, the din of ein shaman only applies to the karen, but lagabi the kefel, person can pay the broken keli and make up the difference bedomim. The ravid brings a raya to his shita by saying ganif dumya de gazlin, just like the din of ein shaman by gazlin only applies to the karen. After all, there is no kefel by gazlin. Similarly, the din of ein shaman beganif also applies only to the keren and not to the kefel. Despite the fact that the Ravid concludes vaseichel moirikain, the Magid Mishnah says ba'ad harambam v'loy hoirikain seichel rabenu. The Rambam thought otherwise, and the Magid Mishnah explains hadin imay, because the Gemara says b'stama ein shaman leganif. If the din of kefil would be different, the Gemara would have had to specify that ain shaman lekeren shebeganef, but for kefil shebeganef, we are shaman. As far as the raya, the ravid brought from gazlin, ganef tumi the gazlin, that the din of ain shaman should only apply to the keren, zok the Magid Mishnah, it's not a taina. Why? Because ain don in efsher, mishi efsher, can't bring a raya regarding the din of kefil by ganef from gazlin, where there is no kefil. The adarabba, zok the Magid Mishnah, if we would be comparing it to gazlin, we should say as follows. Just like by gazlin, ain't shaman at all. There's no element of his tashlumin where we allow a shaman. Similarly, in ganif, in no tashlumin of his, would we allow the din of shaman. Finally, zok the Magid Mishnah, I have a raya brura to the Rambam that the din of ain't shaman applies both in the Karen and in the Kefal. From the Yishalmi mentioned above, the Gemara says, Minayin shein shaman loy leganav loy legazlin. Amar Rabba bar Mamo chayim shnayim yishalom v'lemesim. Vaistois that neither the keren or the kefel, both tashlumen which are included in the word shnayim, have to be chayim v'lemesim. Therefore, the Rambam is correct in paskening that ain shaman for the keren or the kefel. Although the Magid Mishnah concludes his defense by saying v'zeh nirli mavur, Rav Chaim and Sefer comes to the Miyashiv Shitas Haravid. Rav Chaim says that Adarabba, from the drasha of Rav, who says achil keren kein shaganav, but regarding kefil, he holds we assess it kishas hamad b'din. It's clear that the word chayim in the pasuk only applies to the keren. If so, Zokter B'chaim, then just as regarding the din of Kishas Hamad B'din, we say Chaim only teaches us on the Keren. Similarly, regarding the din of Ein Shaman, we should say that Chaim only applies to the Keren. Based on the aforementioned beer of the Teres Chaim, we can miyashiv the Magid Mishnah. Adarabba, the whole drash of Rav is because it says the word Chaim before the word Shnayim, in closer proximity to the word Gneva, which means the Keren. Therefore, Rav understands that the din of Achila Keren Kein Shaganav applies dafka to the Keren and not to the Kefil. And this is borne out by the Lashon HaGemara, as the Teres Chaim was Bedayik. Why does the Torah write Chaim next to Geneva? And the Gemara doesn't mention the word Shnayim at all. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi, which is darshaning the Pasuk, like the din of Ein Shaman, says Mefurish, Chaim Shnayim Yishalim, indicating that the need to make compensation with Chaim rather than Mesim applies to Shnayim, both the Keren and the Kef. We can further explain why is it that Lagabi the din of Ein Shaman we say that Keren and Kef are treated equally, whereas regarding the din of Kishas Hagneva we differentiate between Keren and Kef as follows. The Agoyis Maimini, there Ois Hei, is Masbir, that the Rambam holds the din of Ein Shaman is that although generally we say Shava Kesef Ki Kesef, here, because of the Xeris HaKosav of Chaim V'Mesim, we say that Shava Kesef isn't acceptable, as is Mavur from Rashi, Daf Yir Aleph Amid Beis. If that is the case, that by Ganeth the Torah doesn't say the din of Shava Kesef Ki Kesef, there's no reason to machalik between Tashlumei Keren and Tashlumei Kefal. Masha Enkein, Lagabi the din of Kishas Hagneva, there's a strong reason to differentiate between Tashlumei Keren and Tashlumei Kefil V'dalad V'hei. As we mentioned earlier, B'shem the Teres Chaim, since Kefil and Dalad V'hei are Tashlumei Knas, and there's the possibility that he'll be Moida and be Potter from those payments, we cannot assess them Kishas Hagneva, but rather Kishas Hamad B'din. Memela, the Pasuk of Achye, which teaches us to be mechaya the tashlumen and make up the difference from the shas gneva, only applies to the keren. To summarize, how can we darshan two drushes from the pasuk of Chaim? Firstly, achil keren kein shaganav, that the tashlumen be made at the price of the gneva. And secondly, the din of ein shaman, which the Gemara says on Yir Aleph Amid Aleph and is learnt out for the din of Chaim v'le mesim. Teretz is that the Mashmoas of Chaim teaches us V'lei Mesim, whereas the placement of the word Chaim closer to the word Geneva, which refers to the Keren, teaches us that the Keren should be paid Kishas HaGeneva. Lagabi, the din of Ein Shaman, there's a Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds that the din of Ein Shaman Laganav applies both to the Keren and the Kefil. The Ravid is Masig, that it only applies to the Keren. Rav Chaim wants to prove, like the Ravid, from the fact that the word Chaim Lagabe Kishas Hamad B'din only applies to the Keren and not the Kefil. If so, Lagabe Ein Shaman also we should say that the word Chaim only teaches us Lagabe the Keren and not the Kefil. However, Lafi Hanal, we can miyashiv the Rambam. The positioning of the word Chaim indicates that it goes only on the Keren. And although Lagabe Ein Shaman will apply it to both, that's because there's no svara to mechalik between the Keren and the Kefil to suspend the general rule of Shava Kesef Kekesef. But Lagabe assessing the Tashlumen Kishas Hagneva, a strong svara lechalik exists between Tashlumi Keren to Tashlumi Kefil V'dalad V'hei. The Mela were medayik from the position of the word Chaim to teach us that only the Keren is Achye Kein Shagana. Regarding the Iker Drosha in our Sugya, which teaches us that Ganef and Gazlin pay Kein Shaganav or Kein Shagazal, the Machna Ephraim in Hilchas Nizke Momen, Simon Aleph, clears whether or not this din would also apply to a mazik. For instance, if a person was mazik a table, which was worth $100, and later on tables went down in price, now a table costs $50, how much is he mechuyev to pay the nizik? Does he have to pay him for the full $100, which was the price b'shas hezek, or can he say, I'm going to give you a table, despite the fact that a table now costs only $50? The Machna Ephraim suggests that the din of nezek will be totally in where we put the emphasis, legabi ganav v'gazlin. If we need a gzeres hakosev to teach us that the keren of gneiva and gzela should be assessed k'shas hagneiva v'hagzela, that shows us that where we don't have a gzeres hakosev, for instance, nezokin, the din will be that I don't have to pay him the price that the thing was worth at the time I was mazik it. Rather, I can give him a table, despite the fact that now it only costs $50. The Machna Ephraim says that this would be similar to the distinction we make between gneiva and gzela on one hand and nezokin on the other hand, regarding the din of ein shaman. Only by ganav v'gazlin, when we have a gzeres hakosev, do we know that ein shaman, whereas legabi nezokin, the opposite holds true. He can give back the chayfetz, which he was mazik, and make up the difference bedamim. If, however, we say that the gzeres hakosev by gneiva and gzela isn't legabi keren kein sheganav, but rather legabi kefil v'dalad v'hei being assessed k'shas hamada b'din, then we can medayik just the opposite, that the svara chitzoina is that compensation is paid k'shas hagneiva. Once it's misvara rather than mikoyach agzeres hakosev, then even by nezokin, despite the fact that there's no gzeres hakosev by nezokin, will assess the chiyuv tashlumin k'shas hahezik. There's no need for gzeres hakosev. And if so, he wouldn't be able to pater himself by giving him a table worth $50. The Machna Ephraim attempts to bring rayas from Rishonim to both of these tzadim. Firstly, he cites Rashi of Psochem, who says that the reason you pay k'shas hagzela is because it says v'heishas hagzela asher gozal. Therefore, zokt the Machna Ephraim, it's klar that it needs a gzeres hakosev, and by nezikin we wouldn't say that din, and he can give the table worth $50. We can add to that Rashi and Ar Sugya, who also emphasizes that the gzeres hakosev of achya lekeren kein sheganav is necessary for tashlume keren kein sheganav. If so, Rashi holds that you need a pasuk for it, and by nezikin the din would be the opposite. Le'idach gisa zokt the Machna Ephraim, from the fact that the Rosh in Ar Sugya, Simon Beis, says that keren kein sheganav is mulsa the pshita, and the drasha of Gneiva v'chayim is l'diyuka, dafke keren kein sheganav, but kefil rabo v'chamisha k'shas hamad b'din, it's mavur that l'das harosh, the svara alone tells us to pay k'shas hagneiva. And if it's not because of a pasuk, then this will hold true to nezakin as well. Despite there not being a pasuk by mazik, the svara chitzayin is machayiv that you pay the hezik k'shas Maisa Hezek, and therefore, in the case that we mentioned, he would have to be mashlim, the tashlumin, to the $100, and wouldn't be able to exempt himself with simply giving him a table that's worth now $50. There's a makom iyun in the words of the Machna Ephraim, because although we understand his diuk from Rashi and Psochem to indicate that we need gzeres hakosev to say that keren is kishas hagneva, and from the Rosh, who says that the pasuk is needed for kefon dal v'hei, that he holds that keren kein sheganav is milsa de svara. However, it's difficult to understand what he says l'gabi shitas ha-toisvus. He says that from toisvus in Baba Kama, it's mashma that he holds like shitas Rashi, that we need gzeres hakosev for keren kein sheganav. It's a plia. L'chaira, tois de ramas l'gufa, that we mentioned above, says just the opposite. Tosfos asked, what was the need for Rav to teach us Keren Kein Sheganav? L'chayr, it's a Mishnah that says, Kol HaGazlanan Mishal M'kshas HaGzela. And in order to be Yash of this, Tosfos said that the Iker Din of Rav is to teach us Tashlume Kefel, Tashlume Abba B'chamisha, K'shas Hamad B'din. If so, it would be Mashba that Tosfos holds like the Rosh, that the din of Keren Kein Sheganav is a milsa de svara, and we only need Rav to teach us migzeres hakosev that kefon dal vehei are keshas samad b'din. The Chazanish in Baba Kama, Simen Ches Ois Tezvav, is already ma'irer this problem and says l'chayra b'toisvus mavur k'divrei Rosh. We would certainly understand toisvus along the lines of the Rosh, as the Chazanish argues. But in order to be miyashiv the plia on the Machlef Rayim, who says the opposite, perhaps we can say that the Machlef Rayim had fashtanin that there is a difference between the Rosh and Taismis. Because the Rosh clearly says that Karen Kein Shagonav is misvara, and you only need a pasik for Kefel and Tashlume Dalad Vehe. Le'idach Kisa, Taismis is asking, what's the Chiddush of Rav? L'chayra Shteit Shein Adin in the Mishnah. Of Kol HaGazlonin, Mishalmin, Kishas HaGzeila. To that, Tais responds that Ein Achanami, the Iker Rebusa of Rav, which you wouldn't have known from the Mishnah, is regarding Kefil V'dal Behe, Kishas HaMad B'din. That wasn't apparent from the Mishnah, but Karen Kein Shagonav, Ein Achanami, we would have known from the Mishnah. Since the Shaklavitari of Tais revolves around whether or not Rav is teaching us something which we would have known from the Mishnah, or something we wouldn't have known from the Mishnah, there's no raya what needs a gzeres hakasav. La'olam, it's possible to say that sai the din that says in the Mishnah, dahainu, karen kein shagonav, and the addition of Rav, that kefel, v'dalad v'hei, kishah samad v'din, are both derived from the pasuk. In other words, there's no svara chitzayna that says that karen is kein shagonav. That too, which the Mishnah taught us, is based on this pasuk. Taisvis, who said that we're medayik from this pasuk, dafke keren kein shaganav, but kefil and tashlume dalad behei are kashas hamad bedin, is only to explain how we see the addition, the chiddush of Rav over the Mishnah from this pasuk. But the emes, we need the pasuk for the initial din of keren kein shaganav as well. If that's the havon in Taisvis, then we could at least be maven why the Machlef Rayim held that Taisvis holds like Shitas Rashi, that even for Karen Kein Shagonav, we need Gzeres HaKosov, and Memela, by Nezikin, where there is no Gzeres HaKosov, the din would be different, and you'd be able to give back a table, although the table now is only worth $50, and a table that you were Mazik was worth $100. To summarize, in our sugi we learn that Karen Kein Shagonav, the Chiyuv of Tashlume Karen, is assessed at the value that the item was, the Shah that he stole it. There's a famous Yesedis Hakira of the Machlef Rayim in Nizke Mammon, whether or not Nezikin would also be the same. If someone was mazik an item at a certain price, then the thing went down in price. Is he mechuyiv to pay kefi shas hahezik, or can he give back an item equivalent to the item that he damaged, even if the item now is worth less? The Machlef Rayim says that the din of Nezakin hinges on how we understand the din by Gneva. According to the Rishonim, who say that by Gneva we need a Gzeres HaKosev to teach us that Yimashalem Kishas HaGneva, as is apparent from Rashi and Psochem, and we said from Rashi in our Sugya as well, then it shows us that the Svara Chitzayna is not like that. And if so, by the Zaken where there's no Gzeres HaKosev, we would follow the Svara Chitzayna, and it would be sufficient to pay Kefimida, meaning to replace a similar item without having to make compensation for the value of the chayfetz hanizik. However, if we learn like the Rosh in our sugya that the gzeres hakasev is for kefel and dal gehei kishas hamad b'din, but karen kein shaganav is a svara, then nizakin too would be held up to that svara, and memela you'd have to make compensation kefi damin, meaning to return the value of the item kishas hezekai. We mentioned that there's a machlekes how to understand shitas ha-taisvis b'davar zeh. The Machlef Rayim assumes that taisvis learns, like Rashi, that the gzeres hakasev is necessary for karen kein shaganav, and memela it wouldn't apply by nezikin, whereas the Chazanish in Bava Kama Siman Ches Oiz Tezvav Nemzon Fakert, that taisvis holds like the Rosh, that the Gzeres HaKosev is necessary only for Kefal Dal Vehe, but Karen Kein Shaganav is a Svara, and then it would apply to Nizakin as well. What is the Shita of the Rambam and the Ravid on this Shaila? Zok de Machlef Rayim, the Rambam says in Perek Hey, Hilchas Toin Venitin Halacha Beis, Hachoifer Besteicha Veiroi Boireis, Harehu Chayiv L'Shalom. Bein Shetanai Shechofar Vu'omar Loichafarti, Oy shetanei shechofar shtei mores, who oimer lechafarti ela achas. Whether or not the person who's being nitva is a kaifer b'koil and says, I didn't damage your field at all, or he's moedim miktsas, but he claims he only dug one pit rather than two, or, zok the Rambam, shahay Hashem eid echad shechafar b'vam alei chafarti klom, it's a scenario of shvuas eid echad, hareze nishba heses ala koil. He isn't mechuyev a shvua deraisa for being moedim miktsas or to counter the testimony of the eid echad. Rather, he swears a shvuas heses midrabbanan. The Ravid is masig by saying nirin hadvarim shetavoy lemalais hachafirois ulahashvois hachatzeres. He agrees with the Rambam that the shvu would merely be a shvuas heses midrabbanan. However, he says that is only in a case where the nizik is asking him to fill up the bayrois and to smooth out the ground of the chatzer. Aval and tovoy leshalim pichsay. If he's being tevei him to compensate him for the damages, then it's kishar tviya yisbaman, and memela he'd have to swear a shvua deraisa. The Machna Ephraim says that their machlikis can be understood along the lines of the earlier shaila. The Rambam would hold that keren kein shaganav is exeris hakosav and a chiddush by geneva. Memela, when it comes to nizakin, there is no need to mishalim kefi domim. Since by nizakin his chiv isn't established ke demei hachefetz b'shas hahezik, as we say by tashlumei geneva, therefore all he has to do is replace a similar item to the one that he was mazik. That's why the Rambam holds that there cannot be a shvua deraisa here, but merely a shvua derabbanan. Le'idach gisa, the Ravid will hold that the gzeres hakosav by geneva isn't for Karen Kain Shagadav, but rather that Kefal and Dal Behei are Keshas Hamad Bedin, and if so, that shows us that the Savara Chitzayna is that Karen is assessed Kefi the value B'Shas Hagneva, and once it's a Savara Chitzayna as opposed to Agzer Sakasav, it applies to Nezikin as well. If the Chiv of the Mazik is for the value B'Shas Hahezik, similar to Gneva, then it's a tvias mammon. Memela, the Ravid holds that he would have to make a shvua deraisa. The taliyah of the Machna Ephraim, though, isn't a davar muskim. Machna Ephraim is explaining shitas harambam that the chiyuv of the mazik is lemalei sachafirais as opposed to a monetary chiyuv for the nizakin. The Magid Mishnah says mafurish the opposite. The Magid Mishnah says that certainly his chiv is l'shalim domim. Nevertheless, kivan chi machmas karka, the shayrish of the tviya is rooted in karka, ein alea shuas hatayra. The Rambam holds that when we're trying to decide whether or not we have a drora of a shuah deraisa, we have to look at the shayrish hatviya. And since the entire stems from a hezek to karka, it can generate a chiv shuah deraisa. Be'emes, it's mavur from the Ravid himself that he understood the Rambam in that manner. Because the Ravid in his Asaga on the Rambam says, U'kamisha omar loy chavalta bishtayim, hu omar loy chavalta el achas, that would avada bimachayiv a shvu deraisa. If we understood the Rambam the way the Machna Ephraim was mavar shitas harambam, namely that the chiv is to shtel tzu karka without the hezek, kafi mida, then the Ravid has no asaga at all from the case of chavala. Fashteitzach, that by chavala, the tashlumin is kafi damim. There's no inyan of replacing the body and making it complete again. If the Ravid was masig on the Rambam from a case of chavalta bishtayim, it's clear that the Ravid understood like the Magid Mishnah, that the Rambam says it's a shvua derabbanon because it's rooted in something which you don't make a shvua on, namely karka. Not because the chiyuv tashlumin is in karka. Therefore, the Ravid says, you see, not like that from a case of chavala, where there too it's rooted in odom that's hukish lekarkois, and yet it generates a shvua deraisa. Obviously, the Ravid says, we see that shvuas are determined by the tashlumen and not from where they stem. according to the Magen Mishnah and what is Mavur in the Ravid, we have no raya l'chayre to the shayla of the Machna Ephraim, whether or not Tashlumin Nizokin is kefi damim or kefi mida from this machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Their machlekes doesn't revolve around what is the Tashlumin. Rather, their machlekes focuses on whether or not a shvua is determined by the Sheirish HaTviya or the way it will be resolved. In the Hemshech HaSugya, the Gemara darshins from the pasuk of Im Himatzei Timatzei that Meid Beknas Ba'akach Bo Eidim is Potter. The Gemara says, Im Himatzei Be'edim Timatzei B'dayonim Prat L'mashiyas Atzmai. Rashi explains, Im Himatzei Be'edim Im Tchila Himatzei Be'edim Timatzei HaKefel Shul Knas B'dayonim. Masha'enke, if he himself comes forward and is Meidah, because the original Himatze wasn't through Edom. There's a machlekes rishenim as to when the klal of Meida beknas v'achach bo Edom potter applies. The Gemara in Ksubis daf b'malef amid beis says that we aren't dan dine knosis b'bovel. Yet, if the nizik was toifis, he is able to retain the tashlumin because le'mafkinim ine. The Ravid Daf Yidal Rabbi Beis in Daf Yarif says, Vim Hoida, if the person who is Machuy of the Knas is Maida, Ubo Edim, we hold like Rav that Maida be Knas, Vaachkach Bo Edim Potter, and in such a scenario, the Nizik would not be able to be Typhus. If he is Typhus, Mafkinim Ine. The Ramban is Masig on the words of the Ravid. He argues that the Gemara later on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph says, Mestavr milsa derav that Meida beknas va'achkach bo edim dafka in a tzir where he says ganavti or bo edim shaganav. Why? Because in such a case chiyav atzmai bekaren. The karen isn't a knas. He will be responsible to pay for the karen. The ptur of Meida beknas will exempt him from the kefil. However, in a case where edim were made that he was ganav, and he comes forward and is Moida Tavachti Umacharti, Ubo Edim Shatavach Umachar, Chayiv, Shari Potter Atzmai Miklum. In such a case, his whole Haidah was on Knas, and Edim that come later can be Machayiv him. If so, says the Ramban, in the case the Ravid is talking about, Tahainu Chatzi Nezek, which is Knosis, wouldn't be subject to the din of Moida Beknas, Vachach Bo Edim Potter, because his Haidah is patterning himself legamri. Secondly, the Ramban taines on the Ravid, Hoido bebezdin beinon. The Gemara later on, Ayin Dal Amid Beis says that a Hoido that Rabbi Gamliel made shalei bebezdin cannot create a din of Meida beknas v'achkach bo edim. Zok the Ramban, the reason for this is because the Hoido has to take place in a mokoim where they could be mechayiv him that knas. But often that there is no means to mechayiv him the knas, his haidah doesn't create a ptur. The Mele Zakt the Ramban, just like if a person is moida chutz lebezdin, even before a mumcha, we don't recognize this haidah to create a din of moida beknas v'achkach bo edim potter. Similarly, if a person is moida befnei bezdin in bavel, who aren't mumchim to judge dine knasis, we don't apply the din of Meida beknas v'achach bo edim potter. There's a machlekes ha-paiskim how to understand Shitas HaRamban. The Ktzois in Simen Aleph, Sifkotin Vav, brings that Das HaShach v'asma is that if he was Meida before the Nizik was Teifis, the Tfisa helps, because his Haidah didn't patter him. And there's no need for Edom at all to create a chiyuv on the person who was Maida. On the other hand, Zok the Ktzois, the Darkei Moshe brings from the Binyamin Zev that afal pi to leimikri haido bebezdin to pater himself in bo Edom achakach, nevertheless, there's still a need for Edom because a person can't be machayiv himself knas al pi atzmai. And the Darkei Moshe remains mesupik if the halacha is like the Binyamin Zev or not. Ktzois says that he has a raya to the shita of the Binyamin Zev, that a person will never be chayiv knas through his own haidah. Because the Gemara, Ayin Dal Amud Beis, says, Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel shesimes ein tevi avdai, b'haya sameach simcha gedayla. In truth, he would have liked to free tevi. Yet, there's an iser to be meshachar avdai, but if it came about that inadvertently he was mesame einai, which caused him to go free, that was a cause for simcha to Rabbi Gamliel. Matzoy l'Rabbi Yeshua, he found Rabbi Yeshua, amalai iyati yedea shetevi avdai yotze l'cheiris, he was excited and informed Rabbi Yeshua that tevi was going to go free. Amaloi lama, amaloi shesimisi es einai, to which Rabbi Yeshua responded, amaloi ein v'derecha klum, your hayda doesn't cause him to go free. Why? Because ein le'edim. The Gemara is medayit. Ha yesh le'edim chayiv. If there would be edim, Rabbi Gamliel would be obligated to free him. And the Gemara tries to prove from here that meidah b'knas va'akapo edim is chayiv. The Gemara is madcha the raya by saying shani Rabbi Gamliel deloy b'fnei bezdin oidi, as we mentioned above. Since the Eidah was chutz lebezdin, it didn't create a din of meidah b'knas v'achach bo edim potter. Zok tektzois, bishlema, if you hold like the Binyamin Zev, that a Eidah in a mokim, which wouldn't be capable of being mechayev him, doesn't create a p'tur of meidah b'knas v'achach bo edim potter, but at the same time doesn't cause the person to be chayev, the Gemara is understandable. Despite the fact that Tevi is a muchzik ba'atzmai, the Haidah of Rabbi Gamliel cannot contribute to him being chayiv to free Tevi. Le'idach Gisa, though, if we hold like the Sma and the Shach, that a Haidah in a place which isn't capable of being mechayiv him, doesn't shaf a p'tur of Meidah B'Knas V'Akach Bo Edim Potter. Just the opposite. It creates a chiyuv that the Tvisa of Shekenegde helps. Why wasn't Tevi Yaitza L'Cheiris? We have a Haidah on the part of Rabbi Gamliel, and Tevi is Muchzik Ba'atzmai. Alamai, we see clearly, like the Binyamin Zev, that although the Haidah doesn't create a p'tur of Moed V'Knas V'Achkach Bo Eidim Potter, at the same time, it cannot serve as the basis to Mechayiv, the person that was Moed, to pay the Knas. Another raya the Ktzais brings to this Yesod is from Asugyim B'Mitziah, Daf Gibel Amud Beis. The Gemara there declares whether or not Edim can mechayiv a person a shvua. Zok the Gemara, ma piv she'ena mechayiv a knas, mechayiv a shvua. A person on his own admission, a hidos baldin, creates the need for a shvua. L'mashal, if somebody's teveim $100 and he's meidim a miktsas, he's mechayiv to swear, despite the fact that piv is weak in that it can't be mechayiv knas. Edim, who can be mechayiv knas, should certainly be able to create the Siba for a Chiyav Shvua. For Ektik Tzais, if we say that Piv, in a Tzir where he's Moida, Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin Mumchen, is Mechayiv Him Knas, what is the strength that Edim have that Piv doesn't have? Both Edim can Mechayiv Him Knas, and Piv can Mechayiv Him Knas. Whenever we don't have the Siba to Pater, because of Moida B'Knas Potter, the Piv will actually create a Chiyav. And where there is the Ptur of Moida B'Knas, then Edim themselves cannot be Mechayev him, because we hold Moida B'Knas V'Achach Bo Edim Potter. Just like Edim are Mechayev Knas, where there is no Ptur of Moida B'Knas V'Achach Bo Edim Potter, similarly, Piv is also Mechayev Knas, where we don't have that p'tur. Namely, he was Maida Shalei Bifnei Bezdin Mumchen. And where the p'tur is present, then Edim also cannot be Mechayev him. But even that there's no strength that Edim have regarding Knas that Piv doesn't have. Memela, the Ktzais is Masik, that the Halacha is like the Binyamin Zev, that the Hidah made before a Bezdin which isn't capable of being Mechayev him, the Knas, doesn't generate a p'tur of Moed V'Knas V'Achach Bo Edim Potter, but at the same time cannot serve as the basis to Mechayev him and to help the Nizik be Toifis. To summarize, the Gemara here darshins that Moed V'Knas V'Achach Bo Edim Potter, because it says, Im Himotze Timotze, Im Himotze Be'edim, if we originally found out about the Maisa through Edim, Timotze Be'dayonim, they apply the Chiyuv of Knas. There's a machlekes rishonim as to what type of haidah this applies to. Shitas Haravid in Ksubis, Seif Perek Gimel, is that even if he's Maida in a place which isn't capable of being Mechayiv him, for instance, the Bavel, it shafts a din of Maida Beknas, Vachabo Edim Potter, that will not allow the Nizik to be Teifis. The Ramban argues on the Ravid. The Ramban Zok, that it's Mavur later on, the Ayin Dalar Amid Beis, that a Hidah Chutz Lebezdin, although it was done before Dayanim Mumchem, doesn't have a Teiris Hidah. If so, says the Ramban, similarly, a Hidah Bebavel or Bezman Azeh, before a Bezdin which is incapable of paskening Dine Knossos, doesn't have a Teiris Hidah. In Shitas Ramban Gufa, we have a Machlokes HaPoiskim. Das HaShach VaSma is that it doesn't shaf a ptur. Adarabah, it serves as a basis to mechayev him and solidify the case of the Nizik who was Teifis. But the Binyamin Zev, cited by the Daki Moshe, holds that enachinami, it doesn't shaf a ptur, but at the same time, it cannot be mechayev him and be the means to help the Nizik be Teifis. Ktsois brings two rayas to the Binyamin Zev, one from the Maisa of Tevi, who wasn't Yaitzel Lecheres, despite the fact that Rabbi Gamliel was Moida. It's Muchach from that, says the Ktsois, that a Haidah, which isn't done in front of a Bezdin, capable of Paschal Dini Knossos, cannot be used against the person who was Moida to allow for Tfisa. Secondly, Zok the Ktsois, the Gemara in the beginning of Bava Metzia says that Piv is weaker than Edim because it's not Machayev Knas. If we would say that whenever the Piv isn't generating the din of Moida B'Knas Va'achach Bo Edim Potter, it can work against him and be Machayev him, then there's really no difference between Edim and Piv. Both of them are Machayev, where we don't have the din of Moida B'Knas Va'achach Bo Edim Potter, and where we do have the din of Moida B'Knas Va'achach Bo Edim Potter, then, just like the Piv isn't being Mechayev him, the Edom will also be incapable of being a Mechayev him. Therefore, Ktsais is Masik, like the Binyamin Zehiv, that if a person is Moida before Dayanim that are unable to Paskin Dine Knossos, Enachanami doesn't Shafa Ptur, but at the same time, it isn't Mechayev him to aid the Nizik in his Tfisa.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.